This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, working our way into your lives. I got an Echo Dot for Christmas, and I'm trying to figure out how to use it.
I told you how to use it. I got you that.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I brought it up.
You plug it into Wi-Fi, and you plug it into your router, either one. And
but
then
it has a regular plug on it, like
you
got to
plug it into the wall, of course. You got to give it some juice. But you got to turn Alexa on.
Where's the plug for the Wi-Fi?
Well, Wi-Fi is Wi-Fi, so you don't have to, you know, you just have Wi-Fi.
But how do you put it in there, though? Does it automatically absorb the Wi-Fi?
Yes, it automatically absorbs the Wi-Fi.
Well, there's another plug on the other side of it. There's one plug for the electric, and there's a plug next to it that I'm not sure.
Right, if you want to hardwire it with internet, but you can use Wi-Fi as well.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, just follow. Yep. There's a little thing inside there called instructions. It's a real short little, it's like a half a page. Mm-hmm. It'll take you right through it, I promise. You're going to love this thing. And then you can say, Alexa, play Doug Steffen, and whammo, there you go.
So I'm going to bring this back with me, and you and I will work on it.
Okay. How's that? But you're going to have to invite me over to your house, because I don't think we can do it like in a restaurant.
Really? Okay.
Right.
Then we can go visit Warren while you're there. All right, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, working on this secret, the new year, and how to make it the best year of your life. So I'm going to ask all of you who are listening, and I'm going to work this over with Kara and with Jennifer as well. Think about what you want to do in this year. How can it, being the year, be a new year, a better year? And the resolution stuff, which is garbage, is nonsense. You don't keep them. I wonder if either of you made any New Year's resolutions, though. Did you?
Well, I think I told you mine already. Mine is to purge and simplify. So yeah. I want to just streamline. I want to get rid of extra stuff and just get back to more simplistic approach.
Mm-hmm. How about that? What about you, Kara?
Yeah, I guess besides just generally trying to be healthy, I don't normally make big resolutions. I think mine this year is to read at least one book every month. I've been bad at reading, so that's what I want to try and do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. There are people who are concerned about how much judgment there is in society, how much focus there is on somebody else, and people deflect. I think that's one of the real problems that humans have. They deflect. You know the old expression, you always dislike in somebody what you don't like about yourself? So think about that. What it is that makes you angry about another person or makes you uncomfortable. I think that's the real secret. We become so judgmental that we forget about ourselves, and you need to look at yourself and be accurate when it comes to and self-judgment is okay as long as you don't overdo it. But just think about yourself when you awaken in the morning. What are you going to do to make that day a fulfilling day? Maybe your vision for the day. And it doesn't involve being critical of everybody else. I know it's hard to get. I have a person that I deal with here in town. I was talking to her last night. I said, I was thinking of the curmudgeon because Victoria always calls me Captain Curmudgeon. She's very curt, and I said to her, you know how, realize how caustic you are? And she said, who, me? You think I'm caustic? And I don't think anybody in her life ever tells her this. I know her well enough to tell her that I think she's, and I've said this to her before, you're just really difficult to be around.
She must love that.
And she said,
Everybody loves to hear that they're difficult to be around.
But she's so direct with this, she said, well, I'm not caustic, I'm direct. Okay, well, whatever you want to call it, that's what you are. So that's, I figure if she's going to be that way with me and others, then I'm going to be that way with her and then just call it to her attention, you know, in a sense. And whether she gets, you know, people don't change their stripes that way unless they really want to, unless they find it getting in the way of the things that they really want to do in their lives. Because I think there are a lot of mistakes that we make. But the wisdom that comes to people, there seems to be a refresher course in wisdom that takes place at the beginning of the year. A lot of people set goals, the end of the year, new year, reflection for a lot of people. So I guess I would ask Jennifer and Kara as well, when you think back on the stumbling blocks of this past year, do you really think you have grown because of your experiences?
Yes.
You have?
Do I think I've grown this past year? Yes.
Yeah. I think you have too, actually. What do you think was your biggest growth spurt, or in what area?
I don't know if I can just come up with one area. I think that my career grew in different ways this year. I think my personal life grew in different ways this year. The last few months of the new year were really tough. I had family stuff going on, and I think perseverance is something that I've always had, but maybe just knowing that you can only change the stuff that you can change, and that realization is tough because I'm kind of a control freak in ways, not to control other people in a way that's selfish for me, but because I think I want good things for the people that I love, and so I really want, I'm always trying to strive for perfection, and I think the realization that you can't always get that, you know, you have to back off a little bit and just take what comes your way.
How about you, Kara?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think of individual things throughout, you know, the year is so long, and to think of individual things that you've grown in. But for me, family has always been important, and I think same with Jen. A lot of things with my family have happened this year, with my sister having a baby and with her possibly having cancer and having to have surgery. And it just, I think it really hit home harder than a lot of other years how important family is to me, and kind of how that will always be my priority over almost anything else is making sure that my family is number one.
Well, that's how you were raised. Most of the people, Jennifer is the same way, where people that were raised in an environment that supports the family, that acknowledges the goodness that there is between siblings and parents and that sort of thing, that's one of the great, if I can throw my own personal resolution, or not resolution, but my own reflection, seeing how my daughter has become the fabulous mother that she is. You, Jennifer, still haven't met Miles, but we have to figure a way to get everybody together.
You keep promising.
I saw that picture of the two of you, by the way. It was very,
was
very cute.
What, the birthday picture?
Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah. He's just that, you know, you don't get that unless everybody around you as a child growing up is supportive and loving. But what I like about Megan is that she's very firm with him. When he goes off the terrible twos, or whatever they call the threes, you know, he's in the throes of understanding the world. He's psychologically, he's getting a feel for what the world is all about, and knows that he is a center point. Kids always know somehow instinctively that they're the focal point. And so they begin to think the world revolves around them. And if they don't get their own way, there's a reaction to that. And Megan handles it just very, very well. She calls him Buddy. Buddy, what's the problem? Yeah.
And now is the time, too, when he tests to see what he can get away with and what he's getting.
Yep.
That mind's developing.
Always say please, thank you, that sort of thing. And he loves to talk to people around him and get into. We were at the train. We went to Griffith Park. He was riding a pony on Friday, and then we got on to there's a pony cart that we rode around on. And one of the good things about being exposed to the dogs, as he has been, and to the farm, is he's not afraid of big animals. Most of the youngsters, I've told you that when in this circumstance of going to the farm with we had cows and milking cows, and even last year bringing kids in, they go out for rides. This teaches them not to be afraid. So many children are afraid of noises, and their parents teach them to be afraid of things that are big. That's a horrible thing to do. Don't do that with your children. Let them explore the world as long as they don't get hurt. And even once in a while falling down, getting a little bump or a bruise is a good lesson. It really is. You cannot protect you. You can't put a bubble around your children. You don't want to do that emotionally, spiritually, physically. They have to explore the world. And we have these helicopter parents that are still watching their kids when they're in high school. It's ridiculous. How close were you, Kara? I know Jennifer's talking. What sort of connection did you have, because you're the closest to high school and college, with your parents as you started to explore being independent and on your own?
As in, like, were my parents my best friends? Or
well, no,
they...
were they watching? Did they always want to know where you were? Were they keeping tabs on you? Did they let you spread your wings? How did they make you? You're a very decent, warm, loving human being. You're very positive, and I wouldn't have you here. I wouldn't want to be around you if you weren't. And that has to have come from your parents.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between helicopter parents and your parents keeping a tab on you. I've always been very good, and this is something I expect of my friends and family. I don't know if you ever have this, but I'm very much the person that, like, if I have a party and friends are leaving, I'm like, okay, text me when you get home, because I'm a mother, apparently.
Yeah, I do.
But I think it's an important thing to do, and so... I just had a very natural relationship with my parents that if I was going out with friends or, you know, the night of prom or something like that, just, okay, well, now we're going to do this. We're doing this. So it wasn't ever, like, I didn't feel like they were monitoring, like they weren't big brother keeping an eye on every single thing I did or that, you know. I think it was just coming from a good place that, okay, well, we want to know where you are so that you have more freedom, almost, you know, so that way they don't have to call me or come out and find me or something like that, because they know where I am and that I'm safe, and all it takes is one little message to keep them updated. And I mean, I didn't really have a phone that much in high school, but it was kind of the same then as it is now. I just try to keep them updated, and they know I'm a good kid, so they can trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
raised the right way.
Yeah, there was a lot of trust, and I think it goes both ways.
So were your parents parents or friends, Kara?
I would say parents. I know a lot of people, especially with their mothers, are like best friends. I would consider my mom a mom. And not, I mean, she's someone I talk to about almost everything, and she probably knows the most personal things about me, but I don't know that we are friends. It's very much a mother-daughter relationship.
Jennifer, how do you describe your relationship with Diane Sweeney?
With my mom, Diana. Yeah. She'd go nuts if she heard you say Diane. I don't know why that bothers her, but my name's Diana. You know what? I think that it was just the two of us, because my parents split up for the last time when I was in the second grade. So really my time spent with her. So we were friend-like, but yet I always had this really big respect. I think what happens when parents become friends with their kids is that the kids lose respect. And it's not like my mom was like, oh, let's go score some pot or let's go drink. Or let me go to your parties with you. That's not it at all. I was never into that scene. That was not it. It was just... because it was the two of us, we had a really close-knit relationship where we were definitely... It was beyond mother-daughter. We definitely had a friendship. We still do. But yet... I still respected her as my mother. It wasn't like I was trying to go around her or play her because we were friends.
Yeah. All right. Good answers. It's time for us to think about where we are. I saw some statistics yesterday that I wanted to share with you. The unemployment rate now in the country is 4%, so the government says. So that means about 8% because they underreport. But the rate of unemployment with people over the age of 55 is 12%, so double that. 20-some-odd percent of older workers either don't have a job, they don't have the job that they want, they don't really know what to do with their lives. So I'm going to suggest that you take advantage of the opportunity to go to ZipRecruiter.com right now and post your skills. Put a resume at ZipRecruiter.com or on any of the job sites, because people using ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will be able to see the software they have will connect to all the job boards in the country and find your resume, and you'll be put with somebody who needs the skills that you have. So if you're older, get on it. Put your resume up, and if you're looking for good, solid people for your company, go to ZipRecruiter.com. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You will not be disappointed. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find that good employee.
Thank you. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's something about this guy that always got me charged up. The way it wasn't the way he did it, it was the way he sounded. It wasn't his physical actions as he performed, it's just what he did with his voice. David Bowie's son, Duncan Jones, launched an online book club dedicated to his father's favorite literary works. Kind of interesting. A different way of looking at David Bowie. Bowie, you say Bowie or Bowie?
Bowie.
Bowie. Bowie, right.
Bowie.
His website a couple of years ago, Jennifer, revealed his personal list of the top 100 books with F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby being in there, to Peter Aykroyd's Hawksmoor, which apparently the son picked
as
the
first read.
That's
what I've been doing during this flu. I hawked more during this flu that I've had.
You hawked more, yes.
Yeah,
nice.
I've been hawking more. Yeah.
So the son says, my dad was a beast of a reader. I've been feeling a building sense of duty to go on that same literary marathon in tribute to him, as time allows. He said, as he confirmed his plans, this is pretty open stuff. All right, gang, he said, anybody who wants to join along, we're reading Peter Aykroyd before we get into the heavy stuff. Jones himself, as film director, added that the book club members have until the first of next month to finish reading that novel before the next pick is revealed. Also on the list, novels like George Orwell's 1984. Who hasn't read that? You both have read that, right?
Sure.
1984. Yep. It's a great lesson for the politics of the day. Let's see, what else? Anthony Burgess's A Clockwork Orange. John Kennedy Toole's A Confederacy of Dunces. Music books like Sweet Soul Music, Rhythm and Blues, and The Southern Dream of Freedom, and a collection of John Cage lectures and writings. It's a pretty interesting...
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool David Bowie had a very interesting brain, I think, to be able to write
right.
and sing the stuff that he did. So it's kind of cool to be able to read the literature that turned him into that.
Also on this list, Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. There's the book Transcendental Magic, It's Doctrine and Ritual. And then the Hall's Dictionary of Subjects and Symbols of Art. So, yeah, very broad. I'd like to actually, I've not read either Howard Zinn's People's History of the U.S. or the book Transcendental Magic. I would like to read that.
It sounds right up your alley.
All right. Continue. All right, calm down, Jennifer. The story of Roy Orbison. I think last week it was noted that his sons have put together a book titled The Authorized Roy Orbison Story, the layers and layers of things that happened in his life. There are 300 photographs, many of them never before published, and they're all over the book. Roy Orbison Jr. says Dad was a recluse on the level of Greta Garbo. Yeah, he was. He never wanted to be out in public. He didn't like being out in the sun, even. With the book, the three sons essentially achieved an additional goal to set the record straight on his legacy. Included is a recollection from Orbison on his 1963 tour of England with the Beatles, which proved significant in more ways than you can imagine. It was during that tour that Orbison started wearing the dark prescription glasses. He always, I don't think you can find pictures of him without those glasses. The Roy Jr. quote was, he left his regular glasses on a plane just for the tour. He had the dark glasses with him and decided to keep wearing them. Dad wasn't able to see without the glasses. When he got off the plane in England, people were taking pictures, and that's what they saw. Dad with the dark glasses, and that's where that fashion statement was born. I have Roy Orbison. That's what I call him. I have Roy Orbison sunglasses. That's what I like to wear. It's very good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success. At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Of the wild.
Oh, oh.
Maybe things like that won't change. However, we're into the new year. It's time for us to think about what we're doing to improve ourselves. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria's off this week because of her vacation time in Ireland. One of the things that I have decided is to stop beating myself up. I'm very critical of myself. I think almost everybody does it. I'm not sure why.
You're our own best critic. That's
yeah,
right.
Right. I'm my own best salesman. I know that. But I also know that I have this sign that was up in my office for a long time called Fix the Problem, Not the Blame. That's what the sign said. And then you have this analysis paralysis that goes on all the time, many of us with ourselves. We say things to ourselves that we would never permit anybody else to say. You know, you're very hard on yourself, Jennifer, and I think that I am too. But that doesn't.
You're hard on me too. You're right. Stop it already.
Yes. Well, it hurts, and it distracts you from the work that's at hand. Being tough on yourself, understand yourself. Yes, there's a difference between understanding yourself And that goes back to sort of the reflection that I was making earlier with regard to raising children. The way that you raise them to be healthy and happy, in my opinion, is to support them in the strongest way and not let them get away with anything. They are going to try, and you're not going to pat them and, oh, Johnny's a nice little boy, and that's, you know, no. You don't do that. And I didn't have anybody really. I can remember a few moments when I was a youngster. My father would say, when I got caught doing something I was supposed to do, my father would say, you know the difference between right and wrong. I'm not sure I really did, but it was convenient for him to say that, so then there didn't have to be a discussion, because he didn't know. He didn't have any father. He was an orphan. So he didn't have anybody really telling him. He learned on the street how to survive, and survival was right, and not surviving was wrong. So, you know, how do you use that in the temperance movement? And maybe that's the reason I go the other way. I don't think I was that permissive with my children, but I think I was very interested in having them be happy. And so whether that has helped, we all have that stuff. But maybe this is a wonderful time of year. It really is. When you think about what's going on, the chances that we all have for just getting it right again. Here's a fresh chance for us to get it right. Look at yourself first and think about yourself first, not in an egotistical way, but what's the old business about loving yourself? If you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. That's very true. And a hard lesson for some of us to learn.
Got to put your oxygen mask on first before touching other passengers.
And I never do that. I never, ever. It's been pointed out to me many times that I don't. I always put everybody else first and not myself. So that's something. And you can do it without being a jerk. I think you can, anyway. So how does all of this conversation tie in with that moon? Did you see that moon in the sky over the weekend? Wow. The first one.
The wolf moon.
Yeah. Well, when you look up, if you, not in New York and Los Angeles, because you can't really see the sky where there's so many lights. But when you get out into the area, like I happened to have been on the farm for New Year's, and I got out of my car, I got home, I don't know, it was about 8 o'clock or something, and I got out and I looked up at the sky, and it was fabulous. And driving around, looking at that moon, wow. Supermoons occur, by the way, when the moon is bigger and brighter in the sky because it's closer to the Earth. And so it's the perigee and apogee, you know about that? It's sort of an elliptical one. We learned about that in school. I remember when the first Sputnik went up into orbit, and then we went into space, and the discussion when I was in high school about apogee and perigee, I was really interested in the space program even at that point in time, and I was the only one. If I'd have been on Jeopardy, man, I could have won $1 million. Mm-hmm. The question or the answer was apogee and perigee. And the question is, what are the extended units, if you will, or measurements of not only the satellites that are in orbit, but the moon, which is just another satellite? Actually, when you get right down to it, the moon moves. Maybe this demonstrates it better. At its furthest point from the planet, it's about 345,000 miles away. At its nearest point, it's about 280,000 miles away. So there's a 60,000-mile spin in that orbit, and it literally is closer to the Earth at this time. And it will be again. It's 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the typical full moons through the rest of the year. And so every 13 months or so, that's when it happens, because that's its cycle around the Earth. So it's very interesting to understand how this all works. And so the end of the month, the 31st, we'll see another supermoon. It'll be the moon will look like it's blue in the sky. So you okay with that? Everybody's all right?
You go, blue moon.
Moon, I saw you standing alone.
I have one thing just for you.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Very cute. All right, people in the news, Hoda. Hoda. Does everybody know now when you say Hoda, pretty much everybody knows who Hoda is?
Hoda Kotb.
Yeah, right.
Nobody knows how to say her last name, but it's Kotb.
So she, this is an unusual circumstance because they're really directing the Today Show toward women. What other show do you know of that has one male host and three women?
I don't think that they're trying to get women's viewership. I think what they're trying to do is make a point that NBC isn't sexist. And so I think that you're going to see a lot of news organizations who still have holes to fill from all of these men that fell during the Me Too movement with female positions. Politically, I think Hoda's a great choice. I think she already is a member of the team. It's not going to disrupt any chemistry or camaraderie.
Yeah.
But I think that NBC politically is trying to make gains going, oh, well, that Matt Lauer, that was him. We're not sexist at all. Look at, we hired Hoda. Look at, there she is.
Yep, already there. So she gets a double. She gets her salary double. That's not a bad deal. And in league with that information, there are a list of prominent actresses, women in television, agents, writers, directors, producers, who have formed a sprawling initiative to fight sexual harassment in the entertainment business. The initiative includes, quote, well, I'm looking at all of the things, the people who are a part of this. Shonda Rhimes put it together. She has created Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. Those are her TV shows. And then there are others like Ashley Judd, Eva Longoria, America Ferrara, Natalie Portman, Rashida Jones, Emma Stone, Kerry Washington, Reese Witherspoon, among others, who have signed on to this initiative, which includes a legal defense fund, $13 million in donations from these people to help less privileged women, women who are nurses, who work at farms and in factories and restaurants and hotels, to protect them from sexual misconduct and the fallout from reporting it. Also, that $13 million is going to help them formalize legislation which will penalize companies that tolerate persistent harassment. It'll also discourage, hopefully, the use of non-disclosure agreements to silence victims. They also have, in this initiative, created a drive to reach gender parity at studios, talent agencies, and that sort of thing. And that's long overdue, gender parity in terms of pay and opportunity. Myra Sorvino is an example of someone who just disappeared because she got on the blacklist because she wouldn't do the hoochie coo with Harvey Weinstein.
You know, the LA Times did this really interesting piece. And this, are you ready for this one? This statistic will make you go nuts. And I had to find it while you were telling the story, because Harvey Weinstein, his accusation started, the first accusation against Harvey Weinstein was October the 5th. Since that time, 100 people, powerful people anyway, have been accused of sexual harassment. Do you know that the rate of accusation has been once every 20 hours since Harvey Weinstein was accused October 5th? Every 20 hours, somebody new that's powerful has been accused of sexual harassment. 51 of those people are from Hollywood or arts and entertainment. 18 are in politics. 21 work in media. 4 from hospitality industry. 4 work in technology. The list goes on and on and on. But think about how significant the Harvey Weinstein revelation was. If once every 20 hours since that time, you're getting a new accusation, and then the fallout that comes from that. It's huge.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see, though, because Rose McGowan, who is kind of the head of a lot of this, gave a lot of these women flack because they said, okay, we're all going to show up to the Golden Globes wearing black dresses. And she was like, well, that's great. What does that actually do? So it's good to see that in addition to everyone wanting to wear black dresses, which I kind of think will be really cool to see on a red carpet, is all the women wearing the same color. Is that they're actually doing something about it and actually wanting to help women who are in maybe lower class jobs who don't have as much funding as these women do to help themselves.
So do you think that will overshadow Golden Globes? I think are this Sunday, aren't they? Is it this Sunday the Golden Globes are on TV?
Coming up sometime soon.
I think it's pretty much, I think it's next Sunday. And so with that, will that overshadow? Will that become a part of, will it become the theme? Does it need to be the theme?
100% it's going to be. Because if any of these women who are wearing black, or even if they're not, if they win an award, you can bet your butt that it's going to be in their speech. Every
single
one of them.
But they're all such hypocrites. You know, they can wear black dresses all they want. But I want to know how many of these women knew about what was going on. I want to know about how many women threw their sisters, their acting sisters under the bus, or threw them into a room with a wolf that they knew was a wolf. That's what I want to know. The black dress is just a bunch of poop, if you ask me. Okay, that's
symbolic.
Great. That it's great. It's like the AIDS ribbon. But are you donating to the cause, or are you wearing a red ribbon on your lapel? I think it's so much more meaningful when you have real activists than people who just become part of a movement because it's the hip and trendy thing to do.
Yeah. Women that I mentioned have stepped up to the plate in terms of signing on and kicking dough into it. That's where the $13 million came from.
And that's a good thing.
So, yeah, it's absolutely a good thing. It's time for this stuff to come to a stop. It not only the harassment, what really bothers me, in addition to all of that, is the fact that women don't get paid the same as men. What the hell? How do you get away with that? And only because people have let... The agents knew it. The agents, there should be more women agents, too.
And for a long time, women accepted less. Men offered less, and we accepted less.
Right.
And a lot of this movement has to do about women changing behavior, too, about us becoming more empowered and more confident and actually letting our talent shine a little bit more, too.
Yep. Have you gone to the DJV website, djvshow.com, and looked at that banner at the bottom of the page? We have banners for several of our advertisers, but their biggest life is a picture of me and the logo for Your Man Tours and the story about the ultimate Hawaiian tour, the Pearl Harbor experience, the USS Arizona experience, Waikiki Beach experience. When we're in Pearl Harbor, we'll go to the battleship Missouri. We'll be seeing volcanoes that hopefully are not active when we're flying around them. The mystical Fern Grotto. The riverboat cruises. There are 6 cruises that are included in the tour. We're going to go to the Dole Pineapple Plantation. If you love Maui, maybe you've been to one of the islands, maybe you've been to a couple. This is all 4 islands rolled into a 13-day package. I want to have action. I want people to be busy. I want people to be just having a good time. So there's plenty of sightseeing going between the islands, all kinds of great service. So if you're interested in having a little fun with me, I'm expecting to have a lot of fun, frankly. And yes, I will be on my best behavior. I'll use the napkin the way it's supposed to, and I'll be good at the meals and all that good stuff. I think, seriously, this is going to be a fabulous tour. I haven't done one of these. I've never done one of these. I've done other tours, but I haven't ever done anything quite like this. So if you'd like to come along with me for almost 2 weeks of fun, and well, I'll be one of the tour guys. I'm going to tell you lots about as much as I can read and come into some sort of expertise about what I don't know about some of the things that people want to see and experience. Come join us. Get on board. It's easy to get started. As I said, go to djvshow.com, see the banner ad at the bottom of the page, or simply call 877-900-4574 and get that free trip brochure, 877-900-4574. For more information, you want to join me in Hawaii in March, here's the place to start, 877-900-4574.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for more episodic conversation about your health. The podcast from Good Day Health Show, featuring Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, two separate podcasts with their meetings of the mind, meeting your mind. For example, if you go to the last podcast with Ken, he and I discuss how to keep from catching a cold from his perspective, and then a look at what are the greatest risks to women's good health. Good news about MRIs and people with pacemakers and defibrillators, if you have one of those. New evidence shows more pregnant women are smoking marijuana. Did you know that exercise can help with Parkinson's disease? Walking can prevent memory loss. All these things in the podcast with Dr. Ken, the most recent one with Dr. Ken, at the GoodDayHealthShow.com. That's where the podcast is. You keep up with Jack Stockwell as well. And his podcast, not only putting together the things that we talk about on this program, but his own at ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and his wife Mary put together some fabulous. There are literally hundreds of podcasts now that catch everybody's attention because they deal with things that are practical. And speaking of that, here's a man who sounds like he's sick with the top 10 ways to get sicker that no medical doctor will be able to solve, problems that doctors can't solve. All right, Jack, give it your best shot.
Well, it's an accumulation of information over several sources and things that I have been talking about for several years. And I'm going to give the 10 to you really quick. We'll just, they could use a little more expansion. But you want to make sure that you eat GMO food every day.
This is the way to get sick and have no doctor be able to help you.
That's right. So yep. You're going to eat GMO food every day. Yep. You're going to drink tap water every day. You're going to take prescription medications every day. You're going to get the flu shot every year. You're going to consume artificial sweeteners daily, like aspartame, sucralose, sorbitol. you're going to use personal care products daily that contain parabens, phthalates, aluminum, sodium lauryl sulfate. You're going to eat foods that are artificially colored and artificially flavored. You're going to get every vaccine the CDC recommends. You're going to drink Coke, Diet Coke, Pepsi, and Diet Pepsi every day. And you're going to eat canola oil regularly.
All right,
and if you can do all those things every day, you'll get yourself so sick there's not a doctor on this planet that will be able to help you. This isn't a joke. This isn't a
right.
Fool's day.
Yeah, no.
Because we could talk for 10 or 15 minutes on every single one of those points.
You know, one of the things that's very obvious is we pride ourselves here in the United States of being very advanced. We have our industries that are better than anywhere else, and our military is better, and technology. But we have no concept, generally speaking, or let's put it this way. Too many people have no concept about what it is, what the definition of being sick really is, or how you get there.
Yeah.
And we have so much money being spent to advertise. I'm in the advertising business. And that's how we present this program. And there are things that are advertised here that may not be that great for you. But this is solid stuff. You hear me rail about GMOs all the time. I have a well. I won't drink the public water supply. Prescription medications only if there's no other way to deal with the problem. Flu shots. Jack and Ken and I have this conversation individually and collectively every year. I haven't even the slightest idea why people get flu shots. If you can build your immune system up to be as strong as it needs to be, then you're going to be home free. And one of the ways to do that, by the way, in terms of all of us being smart, eating fruits and vegetables, that's part of the prescription for a healthy life, and we don't, any of us, eat enough fruits or vegetables. And so that's where Balance of Nature comes in. Balanceofnature.com makes products. They have dried, ripened fruits and powdered them. They have dried, cooked vegetables and powdered them. So there are two capsules coming in two separate containers. You take one of each in the morning and one of each at night. And over the course of a week or two, you will really help boost up your immune system, which we need. It is so cold, miserable. What's the temperature this morning in Salt Lake, Jack? What do you have?
About 24.
All right, so you're a lot warmer on that's the sort of beginning of the Continental Divide. From there across the country, it's cold and miserable, and people are going to get sick. They are going to get the flu, going to get colds, but ward them off with the strong immune system provided by taking Balance of Nature products every day. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV to get the first month free. Balanceofnature.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.